Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Pastor John Lindell. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
You may be seated. I'm going to ask the musicians to stay on the platform because we're gonna give you a chance to respond. I was going to speak on something different tonight, but I really felt as we were talking about Ephesians chapter 3 that the Lord wants us to respond not only to that by way of communion, but he wants us to respond to it by way of receiving from him. So let's bring it back up on the screen. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, right? That as we hear the Word of God, there's times when the Spirit of God quickens a verse of Scripture to us or a passage to us. When that happens, stop. When that happens, don't move too quickly. Because if God is breathing on something and God is energizing your heart, touching your heart with something, then say, Lord, whatever it is that you're wanting to do right now in my life or in this situation, you're speaking through this, you're touching my heart with this, and Lord, I want to receive it. So it's more important to receive from God than it is to get to the end of the chapter, right? So in your personal devotional time, when the Lord touches your heart with something and you sense, wow, this is really hitting home to me, boy, live in that moment and allow God to work in your heart. And I believe God wants to work tonight, so we're going to just very quickly talk about a few things. We're going to open the altar because the altar, for those who are new, this area down here, we call it the altar area. There's something about stepping out from where we're at and saying, God, I believe that you're going to do something in my life that God honors. That when we say, you know what, I think God's going to do something here, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to receive from him in his presence, God touches people, God changes people when they step out in faith. So here it is. God's purpose in all this was to use the church to display his wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places, which is just so powerful. God wants to demonstrate his power, his wisdom, his love, his grace, his mercy in your life, in my life, in this church, in this setting, to teach angelic beings about his greatness, about his glory, about who he is. So it's not just about us, but it's about what God is doing in a huge eternal plan that he wants to demonstrate his power in you, in your situation, in your heart, in your body, in your life, in your job, whatever it is, wherever it is you need a display and a demonstration of God's power. God wants to do that, not only to show you his power, but to show people around you his power, and indeed to even show spiritual beings his power. I don't know about you, but that's pretty cool to think about that. This was his eternal plan which he carried out through Christ Jesus our Lord. Because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly, we can come confidently into God's presence. You know, listen, the enemy wants you to think this. Here's the way the devil wants to work. Well, you don't have any right to go to God. You know, you got in an argument with your spouse, you don't have any right to go to God. Well, listen, you know, the Bible says this, make it right with your spouse, and then your prayers won't be hindered. So I'm not saying you don't have a responsibility to make it right. Make it right, turn next to your spouse and say, I'm sorry. And, you know, I'll buy you an ice cream cone. And sounds good, doesn't it? Okay. You know, I've had frozen custard 5 out of 7 days. I have to stop. So, but it's summer. That's what I keep telling myself. It's summer. Okay. Had nothing to do with what I'm talking about here. But the enemy wants us to think we can't come into God's presence because he's really good at dragging up things that will make us feel guilty, make us feel like there's no way that we can come before God. And here's what the scripture is saying. Because of Christ and our faith in him. Because of Christ. Do you believe what Christ did for you? Do you believe on the cross he died for you? Do you believe that by his stripes you were healed. Do you believe that God answers prayer? Do you believe that if you come to God in prayer, do you believe what Jesus said, ask and you'll receive because of Christ and your faith in him? We have the confidence to boldly approach the throne of grace. He says, so please don't lose heart. Listen, there's some tonight, as I was saying that, there's some of you tonight, and because of the thing you're going through, you're about to lose heart. You came in tonight, you're tired. I'm not talking just about a physical fatigue, but there's a spiritual fatigue that's set into your heart. And tonight you need to be refreshed. Tonight you need to be strengthened. Tonight your faith needs to be encouraged. Your heart needs to be encouraged in him. God is going to help you. You've come to the right place. You've come to the throne of God, and he's going to touch you in Jesus' name. So in a moment, we're going to open the altars, and those who are weary in spirit, you're weary in your heart, God wants to strengthen you. He wants to give you grace for the journey ahead. There's some of you, God's going to meet your need as you step out in faith and you come down here. God wants to demonstrate his power in your life, and you can boldly come and approach the throne of grace. And then would you watch this? He says this, when I think of all this, I fall to my knees and I pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. And I pray from his glorious unlimited resources. There's no limit to his power, that he'll empower you with inner strength through his spirit. Some of you tonight, you need inner strength. Tonight, you're weak in your spirit. Paul says this when you're fighting a spiritual battle. He says to the Ephesians, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. What's that saying? Is everybody strong? No. There's some, and you've come tonight and you're not strong. God wants to strengthen you. He wants to touch you. He wants to set his hand upon you. He wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost and with power. He wants to change you, and then he'll change your situation. And then it says, then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. For some, honestly, what he wants to do is a work in your heart, because Christ is uncomfortable in your heart because of the things you got going on in your life. The word there really is, then Christ will be down home in your heart, that he'll be comfortable, that your heart will be his home and he'll be comfortable being in there. And so for some, there's going to be a work as you come into the presence of the Lord where God is going to convict and cleanse as he brings things to your mind. You know, James says this, confess your sins to one another and pray that you might be healed. There's sometimes people don't receive healing. They don't receive what they need from the Lord because they've got unconfessed sin in their life. And so you just need to come, get in the altar, get it right with God, and let Christ be at home, be at peace in your heart. And then he says this, he says, your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And you may have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how high, and how deep his love is. Now listen, God is calling you right now. It's okay, we can have fun, can't we? But, you know, what makes us strong is when we really understand God's love. And the longer I pastor, the more I'm convinced people don't really understand how much God loves them. And a lot of people, truth be told, think God is just mad at them, or that God is indifferent toward them. God loves you. And God's love is so big and so high and so deep and so wide, and it's so wonderful that what some people need tonight is just a fresh touch from God where you really understand in his presence how much he loves you. So you can come in and you can say, Lord, I just need to grow in my understanding of your love. And that'll strengthen your faith. May you He writes, experience the love of Christ. Though it is too great to fully understand fully, then you'll be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. And then Paul adds this, and I think this is so awesome because a lot of times we go right to this verse without having considered everything else. But if we boldly approach the throne of grace, if we have a heart that's down home, that Christ can be at home in, if we really grasp and we're strengthened by the Spirit to grasp His love, the result of all of that is this in verse 20. Look at this. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now all glory to God, who is able through His mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than all we might ask or think. Infinitely more. You say, well, I just wonder if God can do this. Well, rest assured, He can do that and infinitely more. You say, well, I just need Him to do a lot. Well, He can do infinitely more than you need Him to do. And there, I just feel tonight, there's many who've come here tonight, you need God to touch you. And the good news is, He really wants to and delights in doing it. Just like a father delights in giving gifts to his children, God is a better father than any earthly father, than the best earthly father. And so tonight, whatever you need, you come into the altar, just lift your hands, receive from Him, and after we've called on God for a while, then we'll worship. But would you just get out and come down? Let's believe God's going to do something really great here.